This call is being recorded.
And now let yourself begin to rise in your astral form, in your etheric, and rise up through the roof of the building, wherever you are, up into the clouds, past the clouds. Feel the sunlight as it permeates through the clouds as you're rising upward. And you feel the sun's rays even more the higher you go, and higher until you pass what is known as the Earth's atmosphere. And now you become aware of all of our ships that are out here, all of the Pleiadian ships and the Sirian ships. All of the many millions of ships, the Arcturian ships, the Andromedan ships, all spread out all across or around the planet. But notice how they have moved closer and closer. Not the big, huge ships, not the mother ships, but the smaller ships now have moved closer and closer to the Earth, still being cloaked to the third dimensional vision, but not to the third eye, not to the higher vision, which you now have. And all of you not only have it here in these experiences, but you have that ability to utilize your third eye and see the cloaked ships, for they would be now uncloaked to you as you utilize your third eye. And many of you have been doing that. Many of you look at the sky at night especially, and you see so much more than what someone can see with their third dimensional eyes. There is so much more there to see for those that have eyes to see. But now, as you're aware of all of the ships and the planets, and you look down and you see the Earth down there in your body, your physical body, I want you now to see the Earth as we see it, as we look down and see the Earth, as we see Gaia, Mother Gaia. We see her in all her spectacularness. We see her as special. We see the beauty, not the ugliness that so many are seeing now as they look through their third dimensional eyes. And they see the illusion that has been created all around them, as if you were in a hologram. And that hologram has been programmed over many thousands and thousands and thousands of years. You see the Earth now as you look down, and you see it as pristine, beautiful, the blue planet with the golden glow around it, the golden glow of the Christ consciousness, and that Christ consciousness grid that is reconnecting all throughout the planet, all of the sacred spaces, all of the energy vortexes, everywhere, connecting one to the other, energetically. Raising consciousness across the planet. This is why this is called the Christ Consciousness Grid. For it is the consciousness of man mixing in now with the Christ consciousness, becoming as one. So see this happening now all across the planet. All of these sacred places are reconnected, these energy vortexes. Now, as you are each Sunday, become aware of the waves of energy that have been coming into the planet for some time now, wave after wave after wave, emanating from the great central sun of the universe, the great central source, coming down through all of the galactic central suns, and through this galactic central sun, through your solar sun, and all the way down to the planet. And each wave in progression, becoming stronger and stronger, and carrying more and more of the gamma light, the gamma energy that is needed to raise the vibration here on this planet. And all of this energy, all of this light, again emanating from the great central source, is now penetrating through what was once a barrier here for the earth, holding the light out, but is now letting the light come through, letting the energy come through. Everywhere, light and energy flowing across the planet. See this now, visualize it, think it, intend it. Intend for the light. Visualize the light permeating every area of darkness still yet on this planet. See the great compression breakthrough as light and energy from below the earth and energy and light from above the earth all come together at the surface of the planet, compressing together into all of the darkness that is still here, and compressing it into light, and only light remaining, only higher consciousness, higher vibration, and all of the old programming being purged away by the violet flame. Violet flame that has been working its wonders now for some time, as all of you that come together in meditation, have been working to move beyond, to extinguish, to forget all of the old programming. For it holds no sway anymore here on this planet. Programming, the old programming, cannot penetrate the light, cannot penetrate the higher vibration. And all those that hold on to this old programming, the old paradigm, will simply fade away into their own timeline. As you yourselves move on into the timeline that you are now creating, this is your timeline. This is your creation, your reality. If you want, you can even call it a hologram that you are creating. You, the mass consciousness of those that have awakened here on the planet, are creating this new timeline or this new hologram. but it is yours, and yours alone. Never to be penetrated again by those from the dark side, those dark forces. And just as whenever you move into a new home, think about this for a moment, visualize this. When you move into a new home, the first thing you do is furnish it, begin to decorate it, make it yours. Well, that is what you are doing as a collective consciousness with this new timeline, this new conscious creation of yours. You are moving into a new home. And the first thing you will do is decorate it. Make it yours, however that might be. But the difference here is your creative ability will be there with your imagination. And your imagination will create immediately. Whatever it is that you want will be created without the lag in between. Oh yes, there will be some in the beginning, for you will have to learn to control your thoughts, to control your imagination, and you will have an immense amount of help and guidance to do so. But see now your new creation that you are right now in this moment creating with your thoughts. See how you want it to be. See the life that you want and you want for your children and your children's children. And so on. The life that you are creating, the reality that you are creating, this is yours. You might see in your creation all of our ships that are landing on the earth everywhere. Mixing in with all of the human population, coming together as friends, as family of light, brothers and sisters. You might see long lost family coming here, or you going to them, whatever it might be. See all coming together as one. As one family of light, of love, of higher consciousness, and of oneness. You have a saying, we are all in this together. In your newest saying, where we go one, we go all. And that is indeed the case. That is the new creation, your new reality. And yes, the new republic that you are working on building right now. Resurrecting the old republic into what it was meant to be and what it began as. Following the guidance of Saint Germain. Here again now is this new republic. Just as the forefathers created into being, you, all of you, will now create it into being again. Only this time, to not be brought down. Cannot be put asunder. If all of you now would begin to find your way back to your physical form. Wherever you find yourselves, come back to your body. But bring that vision back with you, that creative vision of the new world, of the new golden age of Gaia that you are in the process of creating. It is your world. It is your planet. It is your life and your life path. But now, you will be creating the path as you want to create it, not as you have been programmed to create it. So come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara. And I appreciate these times that I can come and be with you and be able to open up and share what we know, share what we see with our eyes from our ships as we look down. And as was said within the meditation, we see the beauty everywhere. Just think about the beauty of this planet. The rushing waters, the oceans, the waterfalls, the fields and streams, the great meadows, the majestic mountains, and the peaceful valleys everywhere across the planet. So much of this planet that you have not even yet seen. For many of you have found yourselves within the environs of where you grew up, where you were born. Some of you have ventured out. Some of you have seen parts of the world, yes. But there is so much yet to see and appreciate. But beyond this planet, there are worlds, vistas, that you haven't even begun to dream of yet, that are there, that you will be able to visit when you are ready, when all that is happening here on this planet has reached its full crescendo. And it is coming close now. But when you have reached that crescendo, that end, although there is never an end, for the end will only lead to a new beginning. And that new beginning has already begun. It has begun within your minds, within your hearts, within your imagination, your visions of what can be and what will be. For there is nothing that can stop your visions from becoming a reality now. Nothing. Nothing that the dark forces can put out in front of you. Nothing. Nothing that they can do that will keep you from your destiny. You being the collective you, from the destiny of this planet. For once Prime Creator said, enough is enough, everything was put into motion at that point, and the call went out to so many of us, so many of the civilizations that are beyond this human civilization here on this planet, to to come to the aid of Gaia and the people here. And come in the millions we have, all in readiness. Readiness at a moment's notice. Just as your emergency broadcast system is there at a moment's notice to reach out to the people. But not only of this country, but of the entire planet, to reach out. We also are in readiness in the same way, for the signal to be given, for us then to move into the next part of our operation. We have stages within our operations, just as you do on the planet. And look at it as stage one, stage two, stage three, etc. And also, yes, plan A, B, C. That is the way you look at it here on this planet. And we have similar progression as well. And we are moving now into another stage. It is imminent at this point. Cannot tell you exactly what that stage is, although there will be information coming out from various of your sources that will tell of this from our point of view. And I use this term, our point of view, because I want all of you, we want all of you to begin to think and to look at the earth and the progression of the earth and all of the people here on the planet in the same way that we look at you. Again, we see the beauty. We want you to look out and see the beauty everywhere. For it is a beautiful planet with wonderful resources. Enough resources to share with everyone on the planet, where no one should be able to go hungry or thirsty or without love and caring. Not a single one. And that is the new vision of this planet and for this planet. As you continue to move into the higher vibrations. Yes, there are tremendous upheaval at this time. Here in this country, your United States of America, as well as other countries throughout the planet. Great upheaval. But as you have, as you know and have heard many times from many different sources, first, the old paradigm must come tumbling down, must come crashing down at times. And you are at that point now where a great part of the old paradigm is about to fall. Exactly how that is to be remains for you to see yet. But know that all is in readiness, both here by the forces of light on this planet, as well as the forces of light above and below the planet. All is in readiness to begin the operation of compression breakthrough. And it is an operation. So, as always, and as many different sources continue to guide you, trust in the plan. For it is the Creator's plan. And being the Creator's plan, nothing no thing and no one can interfere with this plan. Oh yes, they can do things to postpone it, to alter it, and they have done that. But they can only do it for so long, because they continue to delve back in to the same playbook. But that playbook is at a lower vibration, a lower vibration of the third dimensional consciousness and the illusion. That playbook will not work at the higher vibrations. And that is about to be shown, that it cannot work at the higher vibrations. So they do everything they can now to reach into the deepest part of that playbook, pull out all stops, as your saying goes. But all of this will end in their defeat and their demise. They have all been given. When I say all, I speak now of the dark forces here on this planet, the Cabal, the Illuminati, the Deep State. All have been given opportunity to be able to turn to the light. But so many have turned away from the light. They do not understand what they do. Just as those that put to death the one known as Yeshua, and he, even on the cross, spoke out to his Father, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." So to all of you now, would you also be able to do the same and say to the Father, to the Prime Creator, to the cosmic source of this universe, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." All of you now, go in peace and love and sharing of the Christ consciousness to all that you come in contact with in every given moment. For in every given moment, you can, if you look for it, find those moments of joy. Even within all of the seeming, and I use that term purposefully, seeming consternation and negative vibrations that surround you at this time. All of my peace and love be with all of you. I am Kara. I am here in the ships, watching over all of you, just as there are many of your guides, of those that watch over and continue to move you in the direction that you came to move into. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here. We are ready. You can unmute your phones. We are ready for your questions. We do not have any message to follow that. We think that was quite apropos as to your current situation at this time. There be questions here?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Well, hello. I had sent a message to James regarding to an object which I now have here in my hand, and I call it monkey stone, and it's been in my it came into my life quite a few decades ago, and I really don't know much about it, so I'm asking for any information that you can provide for me. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Before we answer that question, we would ask you a question. What do you feel from this object as you hold it in your hands? Does it have any deeper understanding to you? Or is it simply just an object to you?
A bit of both. I've had it tucked away and I've only pulled it out recently, so I haven't been giving it much attention.
But you have not quite answered our question here. Is there a deeper feeling? And what is that deeper feeling or deeper understanding that might be there for you?
Well, a possible connection to another civilization, and that I was, it fits in my hand, but essentially it was carved for a larger hand, and I was told that it might be a wand for what, I don't know, but I can guess.
What we are hearing, though, from you, dear one, is we are hearing your mind speaking to you here, not your heart.
Oh.
We are hearing the analytical side of yourself coming into this, and also that someone else told you this. But you have not given an indication that there is anything deeper here for you. Not that there is not, but we are saying you do not seem to have that feeling there. As someone that picks up a certain crystal and they resonate to that crystal and it feels like either they have held that crystal or an aspect of that crystal before, or any object that it might be. We are not hearing that from your words here because you are speaking from your mind, from the analytical side of yourself. Do you understand where we are going? And we're going to turn this over to Shoshana. Maybe she has perspective here on this. Or
we,
maybe not.
We can share.
Yes.
We can share on this. Dear sister, we must ask a question as well. What do you wish from this object?
Support, connection.
We received that message, and we needed this to be affirmed by you. You have a program that has been given to you through this third dimensional consciousness. A deep desire for connection. You seek connection and you do not find it. You wish for connection and you do not find it. And you do not find it because the program is telling you that you do not have it. This is a false reality, you see. You are connected to everything. Each being is connected to the other being, and to the other being, and to the other being, and to the earth, and to all that the planet offers. And you are connected to the stars, and you are connected to the divine. You are connected to everything, you see. You must acknowledge that connection. in order to live that connection. If you doubt a connection, you cannot reach it, you see. We find that within your being, you doubt connection. You do not feel it. You block it. And those that block connection are actually blocking pain. They're blocking the idea of rejection. They're blocking the idea of rejection and pain that would come from a connection. They do not seek the positive end of connection because they have the program running that creates the dissonance to find the connection. This is why you are seeking to find it. The object that you hold will offer you connection when you can offer it to yourself. Namaste.
We know that was not quite what you were wanting to hear. We think you were wanting to hear that it was a Mayan object or something of this nature. Great
power.
Power or remembrance for you, but we are not able to be able to give you that understanding. That must come from within you. And then when you have that understanding, when you have that deeper connection, as Shoshana is saying here, when that has reached you, then more can be given to you here about this. But we cannot do it for you, you see. Do you understand this?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I'll ask a question.
Yes.
Can you speak about monatomic goals and if it would be beneficial for us light workers to be possibly taking some monatomic gold as we ascend?
It is interesting. That was a question that was just asked by one of your members in our session yesterday. And we gave an answer that was purposeful and personal for her. But we will turn this to the collective here and offer suggestion about this as a deeper understanding, we might say. You see, originally, and you, many of you have heard this story of those that came here from another planet, another system long ago, in search of, one of the reasons they came here was in search of gold. This planet was rife with gold, and they needed it for a particular purpose on their planet. And they came here to mine that gold. And because of that, the idea of gold became a very important concept or idealization here on this planet, where everyone wanted to have gold because the ones that came here wanted it so badly. And it carried on from generation to generation to generation, and the desire for gold. And that has continued on even to this day, where gold is very valuable to you. Now, the idea of what you are asking is there is some relevance to this. That is correct. It can be very helpful, but only to those that believe in it, who trust in it. There is what is you have known as the placebo effect. And it does not matter what it is. If you believe that it will have an effect of some type, it will have that, no matter what it is. It can be anything. It can be dirt. You can eat dirt and have that be a wonderful elixir in your body, if you believe it to be so. You see? It can be a glass of water, if you have imbued that with the belief that it carries tremendous healing abilities. You see? You see where we are going with this?
Yes.
To the one who asked this? Yes. This is for everyone. Again, not only to you that is asking. Shoshana, do you have other perspectives here? Yes.
We have the same perspective, but we will ask a question of this one. May we ask, dear sister?
Yes.
What do you wish for this monatomic goal to do for you? What do you wish for it?
I wish for it to enhance and wake up more of the DNA as we become more crystalline. And that's what I read that it can do. So if I can help it along, that's why I was wondering if I can, you know, just add things to help that process.
We find, dear sister, may we share?
Yes.
We find, dear sister, that as one who serves has said, has given, this substance can do exactly that if you believe this substance will do exactly that. Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Then we would suggest that you take it. If you put your trust and faith in this substance and you feel that it will enhance your abilities through reconnection of your DNA, then we tell you to do it. Namaste.
Very good.
We would share to you also, there is a story, a particular chapter in your Unveiled Mysteries book, where Saint Germain produces an elixir out of nowhere and gives it to that one that is in that chapter, the one who actually wrote the book. And he takes this elixir and he's believing that it will be the most incredible thing that he has ever tasted. And of course, that was exactly what it was. And he felt this energy go through his entire body and how it brought a blissful feeling to him. And maybe it was just simply a water that he brought to him. You see where we are saying here, the belief. Believing is seeing. Come to understand that, and anything is possible.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here? No further questions?
Yes? Greetings. This is Moses. Greetings.
Yes.
And Shoshana. Just this morning, I was contacted by a dear member of the family, and this person and the baby of 11 months appeared to have the symptoms of having acquired the COVID virus. Has they struggled to wonder whether they should go to the hospital or not? Of course, I have advised them not to get vaccinated, and we have been successful in that. The baby is of yet to receive any vaccination, but it appears that they do have the virus. Can you offer any advice on how to handle so that they don't go to the hospital? Because if they do, they're going to isolate them and probably get them even sicker. Thank you.
Yes. We would suggest to not only you who are asking this question, but to all, whenever any kind of symptoms of any of this nature come up, the first thing that others will tell you is go to your doctor. Go see your doctor. Ask your doctor before you take any vitamins or minerals. That is what they say. Go see your doctor. That is programming. That is programming that has been around for a long time by your American Medical Association and the pharmaceutical companies that are in cahoots with all of this. And it is all about programming. Now, we would suggest, and we're not going to tell you exactly what you need to do or what you need to tell them to do or anything of this nature, but we would say that it is best to avoid medical assistance unless it is an emergency, and unless it is something that is very imminent at this point. But you will find that many that have had these symptoms of this so-called virus are simply have a bad cold virus or the flu potentially, and they put all of this down as it being the COVID virus, which it is not. In very small samples it can be, but it is a virus. And you, as the population of this world, of this planet, have had viruses for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. You might even say millions of years here. And they, in many cases, are beneficial to the human host to have these viruses at various times. Now, this one, of course, as you have come to know, is a man-made virus. And it is not even a virus as you have come to know it. It is something completely different than this. But they have put out that it is a virus and it is communicable and it is contagious and you must be fearful of it and you must wear the masks and you must be apart from everyone and so on. We have said these things many, many, many times. But it is also the placebo effect here as well. So if these ones go there and they feel that they need to do that, then that is what they will need to do. And you cannot tell them otherwise unless they feel that way. You see, you could say, you have saying, you can talk to them until they're blue in the face, but it will do no good until they are ready for it. Just as we talk to you all until you could say we are blue in the face. And sometimes it has effect and sometimes not so much. But we keep going. Shoshana.
We will share on this. May we share, dear brother?
Please do.
Dear brother, we would ask if these individuals are in proximity to you.
They are not.
We would ask, why do they trust your opinion?
Because I guess I have advised them well in the past, perhaps.
We will ask you if you know of the health of these individuals in general.
I know they have had a lot of challenges, especially the baby, because the baby was born premature. But they appear to be normal.
And we will ask one more question, if we may, dear brother. May we ask?
Of course.
Dear brother, what is the fear level of these individuals?
Well, the baby is a baby, but I do not know the fear level of the mother.
We will continue to share. The baby receives its clues from its mother. So a parent that is fearful, a child will become fearful, you see. That is how it works. So this is a very delicate situation, you see, because any so-called virus that is attacking the immune system is exacerbated by fear, by being afraid of it. There are many things that the mother can do, and the baby will receive what the mother can do, you see, but she must not be fearful. Once she becomes overwrought with fear or feels extremely fearful, she will be driven to do things that she may not do otherwise, you see. That is how this thing is operating in your third dimension. It is operating by fear. So you, if you wish to advise them, you must find out how fearful they are. The other opportunity that you can offer is for this mother to seek the advice of a naturopathic physician. Not a medical physician that is in a hospital, but a naturopathic physician that she could trust. There are many things that these individuals can do, you see. When a human experiences a virus, the first thing that a doctor would tell you to do in the days before all of this insanity happened, is they will tell you to rest, to drink plenty of fluids. The child should be ingesting enormous amounts of fluids right now to cleanse the body of the virus and to stay quiet and to stay warm and to stay loved. Many of these things will turn this around if their immune systems are strong. They must strengthen their immune systems by not being fearful, you see. So we cannot really give specific advice because we do not know who these individuals are. We would ask you to find out the level of their health, the level of their fear, and the strength of their immune systems, and advise them to seek advice outside of the medical community. Namaste.
Thank you so much. I will pass on your words. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
I asked one question about a dream I had last night.
Yes?
But
we must take this dream, if we can, and pertain it to the whole here.
Okay. Well, I don't remember much of the dream, but I remember I was with some friends of mine at a outdoor patio, and it was at nighttime, and we were just having a good party, and all of a sudden one of the patio heaters that were being used to heat the area, it fell over and fell close enough to me to actually start burning me. At the time that it started burning me, that's when I woke myself up, and I don't remember anything after that. I'm just wondering if it means anything for me or for anybody at this time.
As you know, whenever one asks about a dream, the first thing we ask is, what does it mean to you? What does it feel to you?
And the only thing I can come up with is that it means be careful in the coming days of all this crescendo of activities that are happening in the world.
Yes, very good. Of getting burned, of
right.
being burned by the programming that is coming out in so many different ways. And we do not speak of more of the positive programming, but more of the negative programming that is there. You were partying. You were having a good time. You were enjoying yourself. You were in positive vibrations in a party. And what has the other side, the dark forces, been attempting to do? To keep you from partying, to keep you from enjoying your life, to keep you in fear, to keep you in separation. But you were going against that in this dream. You were having a party, being together, enjoying yourself, and then something happened to burn you. And this is what they are attempting to do, to instill in you something that can keep you from your partying, to keep you from enjoying your life. You see, everything they can to do that. And again, this is for the whole here. This is not only for you that has this dream, it is for the collective here to realize that this is just simply a dream. It is an illusion here. It is an illusion that the dark forces can burn you. It is an illusion here. So think of it in this respect. Party. Enjoy yourself. Be with others. Do not pay attention to those ridiculous, what you call, mandates to keep separate from others, to not have meals together, to not have more than 10 people in a certain area. Why? How does that make any difference whatsoever? If you are in a store and you come together as 10 people, so what? How does that mean anything? And we could go on and on, just as you all have, about the masks and all of this and all of the ridiculous programming that has gone into this. And we say purposefully here ridiculous, because it has no relevance whatsoever. Only to those that believe it has relevance. So therefore, again, is the placebo effect or the belief system. They have brought the people of the population, of much of the population of this planet, to believe in fear. And fear, of course, does what? It lowers the immune system. And as the immune system is lowered, it is compromised. And as the immune system is compromised, viruses and bacteria and all of these things can take over. So that is what they know. That is what they have done here and continue to attempt to do. But it is up to you, the way showers, to show the way and to show others that you will not go gently into the night, just as your President Trump is not going gently into the night. Shoshana.
We will share on this. May we share on this, dear brother?
Of course, anytime.
Dear brother, we would ask a question here. This situation that you found yourself in, what was your predominant feeling in this so-called party? What was your predominant feeling here?
Happiness and joy.
And what was your, did you recognize the individuals that were in this party?
Some of them, are coworkers, some of them are friends. Not all of them.
So we will give our perspective here. This situation is not completely indicative of the planet's current circumstances. This situation that you find yourself in is indicative of the program that is running within you called trust. We find that this dream that you are, that this message of this dream is about trusting your ability to enjoy yourself. The dream was sabotaged by a heater in the dream that destroyed your good time. So we will tell you to examine your feelings about trust. Trusting. Namaste.
Very good. And we need to release channel here. Before we do, we take that one email question, and then we need to release. The energies are having effect here on the James here. We need to...
Okay. The email question is, will Joe Biden be sworn in by the U.S. corporation and then be arrested? And can we expect a surprise during the inauguration?
We will handle the first, or the second part of that question first. Surprise. And as you know, we have said many, many times, we do not like to, nor are we allowed to spoil the surprise. But understand, there is great surprise coming. You have heard in times past here from many different sources that have come forward and said, expect a rather large or in some cases huge announcement. That is still coming. We cannot say exactly how or when, but we can say that it is part of the greater plan here. We cannot say how it will all play out, but know that it shall all play out. It will play out for the better good of the forces of light and all of those that are in the awakening stage in their lives right now, either awakened or in the awakening stage. May not play out so well for those that are asleep at this time, but in the long run, in the greater plan, it will all turn out exactly as it needs to bring down the old paradigm and to be able to raise the new paradigm in be able to allow for all of you to create this new paradigm, this new reality here on the planet. That is all we can say. Shoshana?
We will share on this, and we are not certain that we can put our perspective into words. What we will tell all that is listening to this is that there is an illusion here that is being perpetrated on your planet. It is an illusion. And those that wish to continue to construct the illusion will see what they see, because it is what they believe. They will see what they see. Those that wish to rise above this illusion, they will see what they will see. What we know is that all that is occurring is a third dimensional drama that is not really what is going on your planet at all. So if you see what you call this inauguration occurring, you must understand that the plan is still working itself out. And you cannot know the bigger picture at this point, because the bigger picture reveals itself line upon line, thought upon thought, moment upon moment. It is your trust and your faith in the higher light forces that will move you through this illusion. Not the picture of the illusion, but your trust and your faith in your own higher understanding and your own higher vibrations. Namaste.
Very good. And we would ask Shoshana, do you have a parting message, or was that it?
That was it.
Very good. And we simply say here in parting to take off the blinders. Think in terms of you have had blinders in front of you, such as they put on a horse, and the horse can only see straight ahead. Take off the blinders and see from all directions. Shanti,
yes,
peace be with
namaste.
You. Be the one.